All right, so get ready because today we're going deep,
Tape.
deep,
Right.
deep, into something truly bizarre.
Okay.
Today we're only working with one single piece of source material,
Right.
and it's this single entry from something called Bone Quest,
Bone quest.
dated January 3rd, 2002.
Ooh, okay.
What makes this entry so strange are the tags attached to it.
Oh, interesting.
Hashtag AT&T pants.
AT&T pants, okay.
Hashtag murder.
Murder.
Hashtag prostitute and hashtag watering room background.
Okay, so right off the bat, I mean, this is kind of a strange collection of tags, right?
Very strange.
When you first sent this over to me, I have to admit, my first thought was like, is this some kind of internet scavenger hunt from back in the day? But the more I dug into this, the more I thought, these tags are just so specific, you know, and that specificity is what makes this so potentially interesting to me.
Yeah, because it's like walking into like a dusty attic and you find this like cryptic note and you're trying to figure out like what is this? What does it all mean? So first of all, like what even is Bone Quest? Is it some kind of early 2000s internet forum?
It could be,
A personal blog? A
Puffass.
police database maybe?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
I mean, we simply, at this point, we just don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we think back to the internet back in 2002,
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a different landscape back then.
Oh
You
yeah.
know, forums and chat rooms, that was, I mean, that was the main way that people were connecting online.
Right.
So, you know, picture like those old AOL chat rooms,
Yeah.
but maybe even with fewer rules, you
Yeah.
know?
Right, yeah.
Less moderation.
So are you saying that this Bone Quest entry could be like a message from that era?
It's possible.
A snippet of a conversation?
Could it be?
Maybe even like a clue to something bigger.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
That's what we have to consider. Think
Unbe
of those tags as pieces of a puzzle, right? You've got murder, you've got prostitute. I mean,
yeah.
that right there suggests some kind of crime.
Yeah.
Maybe even like a cold case that, you know, nobody ever solved.
Right.
But then on top of that, you've got these oddly specific tags,
Yeah.
AT&T pants,
Right.
woodring room background.
Right.
Those are the real head
Yeah,
scratchers.
those are really strange.
They are.
Okay, so let's take those one by one.
Okay.
Hashtag AT&T pants.
Okay.
Could that be a reference to someone who worked for AT&T?
It's possible.
Maybe, like a repairman or someone who would have like worn like a
It
uniform,
could be, yeah.
like khakis.
Khakis, yeah, maybe even with like the AT&T logo on them or something like that. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Or it could be something, you know, more symbolic.
Okay.
We're dealing with the internet in the early 2000s, remember?
Yeah.
People were way more creative with language back then,
Yes.
more likely to use, you know, slang
Okay.
code words.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about hashtag watering room background?
Whew, that one's tricky.
Yeah.
Woodring could be a lot of things. It
Okay.
could be a surname.
Right.
It could be a place. Heck,
Yeah.
it could even be like some kind of code name.
Right.
And then the room aspect of that tag, that suggests a specific location.
Yeah.
It almost feels like whoever wrote this entry, I don't know, they were almost trying to be deliberately vague
Yeah.
to leave like a trail of breadcrumbs that only certain people would be able to follow, you know?
That's like something out of a spy novel.
Right.
But on the other hand, this could just be some random internet ramblings
It's true.
from someone who's, long forgotten about it.
That's always a possibility.
Right.
But I think those specific details, those
Yeah.
unusual tags, you know, that makes it worth, you know, at least considering the possibility that this is more than just some random entry that somebody, you know, tossed off. You know,
Right.
this could be a clue to a forgotten crime, a piece of lost history, or
Yeah.
even a glimpse into some subculture, you know, that we know nothing about at this point.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So, okay, for our listener out there, what does this all mean?
That's a great question.
What should they take away from this deep dive into this Bone Quest entry?
Well, I think the main takeaway here is that even a single piece of information, you know, something small like this, it can be like a little window into a much larger story.
Yeah.
You know, we may never know the full truth behind this Bone Quest entry,
Right.
but the fact that it exists, it raises some really fascinating questions.
Like what?
Well, like, what was the internet really like back in 2002? You know,
Yeah.
how were people communicating back then?
Yeah.
How were they maybe hiding messages in plain sight?
Yeah,
You
yeah.
know, it really encourages us to kind of think critically about the information that we encounter online, you know?
Yeah.
Even the stuff that seems really insignificant at first glance.
Right.
I mean, there could be a whole story behind it.
Absolutely.
We just don't know.
So this single entry, this one little entry from BoneQuest, cryptic as it is.
Yeah.
It really does open this door to a world of speculation.
It does.
Is it a clue to a cold case?
Maybe.
Is it a fragment of forgotten history?
Possibly.
Or is it just some strange, you know, internet era riddle that will never be solved?
Who knows?
Well, maybe our listener out there can help us solve it.
Maybe.
What connections can you make?
Yeah, what do you think?
What questions does this spark in your mind?
Let us know.
Perhaps BoneQuest holds more secrets that are just waiting to be unearthed.
I think so.
Maybe someday we'll do another deep dive and find out.
I'd love that.
All right, well, until then, thanks for listening.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.